Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing season premiere. I hope you all had such a wonderful, wonderful summer. I can't believe it's September already. The summer just flew by. But I'm so excited to get back to all my listeners, to get back to interviewing my guests, and get back to really working on these hardcore issues. Well, tonight I have an incredible guest. I know I introduced her on the season finale. She had called in, Michelle Bell. And she was also on the Alexa show back in May and June, which you can find on AlexaTVShow.com or WhitePlainsCommunityMedia.org to see that episode. Michelle Bell is a grief counselor, spiritual visionary catalyst, death doula, and an author in New York. She is also a friend and an intuitive mentor to everyone she meets. She is a bereaved mother and abuse survivor who's flirted with depression and suffered a wide range of physical illnesses brought on by the overwhelming effects of life's emotional stresses. She's always had an inherent understanding that modern medicine doesn't repair the soul. Through her own personal insights and self-awareness, she pursued a journey of healing that led to a PhD in metaphysics and a greater depth of understanding the human psyche as it relates to many difficult earthly challenges we can't avoid, especially dealing with abuse, trauma, death, and dying. She now embraces her own ongoing personal journey of healing that is rooted in helping others. Founder and CEO for Skipper's Angel Wings, a 501c3 since 2003. She dedicates her time helping families that have been brought down by the devastation of critically ill children. We help families with food, clothing, shelter, and more so they can focus on their care of their child's needs. Michelle, welcome back. Welcome back to interviewing with me, and welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight and really speak about just your bio. I just touched on some of the other things that you do, but I know we also have to discuss your book and Zentuary and all that you're doing now. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alexa. So good to hear your voice. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So tell my listeners, how did your journey begin? How did you get started with all of this, this passion and this dream and this journey that you're on?
I had to embrace death, and that would be the death of my son, Nikki, who passed away of cancer after fighting a 5-year battle of Ewing sarcoma in 2005. And embracing death, and, you know, it's hard, you know, embracing death, especially when it's your own child. So I had to really work hard, and it took so many years to finally just embrace that death, and just by doing so, writing my book and creating the 7 stages of life alignment. Working on one of those stages each day helps me get through those moments of feeling lost without him, a future without him. And yes, dying happens to all of us. It can be sad and messy and powerful and hard and normal and absurd and everything in between. Because dying is a part of life. So, you know, many of us think of life and death as 2 separate things. And it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, the 2 are quite profoundly connected. You know, sometimes, you know, in my silent moments, in my meditation moments, you know, what if the things that we cherish most in life were the same things we carry with us towards death? I think about that, those moments that make me feel awake which awaken is one of the seven stages of grief alignment and loved and human. And so, you know, living our lives fully all the way to the end has brought me to my next project and journey, the Zentuary.
You know, and I think it's so important because, you know, we all know about death. We all, you know, hear about it. We know we're all going to have to lose a loved one in our life at some point. But no matter how much we speak about it, no matter how much we learn about it, we're never completely prepared. I don't think anyone can be prepared. And we don't know how it's going to impact us. We can imagine and try to prepare or have an idea of what it could look like, but we never know. But I think it's important to be able to hear other people's stories. That's why I so wanted to have you on the show this evening, to give people hope, to give people an outline, and to also know that there is a way out to the other side, because I know sometimes it's very hard to process. It's very hard to push through. But I believe when we see somebody else's story of struggle and their journey of hope and healing and then them giving back to the community, and it's just so powerful that you can give that gift back to help somebody else.
As you were talking, a white feather just came up in front of me because I'm sitting in front of the falls watching the water flow. And as you're talking, yes, that was like a sign. And strangely enough, that is what gets me through every day is not necessarily that he is no longer physically with me. And so I'm here, I'm living, and I have to live. So I live within the purpose of his life, bringing the sources and what I have to give from my heart and soul, mind, body, and spirit to the community. And so my Zentuary hospice project is something that I've been working on. As I mentioned in our conversation, that each year at the time of Nikki's death, which was December 29th, I don't make a resolution. I make a commitment. I make a commitment in his honor. And the Zentuary hospice project is going to provide the best possible care for those at end of life through mind, body, spirit, mindful caregiving, and just designing a better experience for everyone that is going through the motions. And I think it's important to talk about it and to embrace it, but we are never fully prepared, never, ever, ever. But if we talk about it more, if we share more stories and kind of keep the seed planted in the back of our head, it's going to happen to one of our loved ones and to one of us one day, and it'll be less, help me out here, invasive on our soul if we understand it more.
Yes. You know, and I think so many times people, we get caught in, why is this happening? Why am I being punished? You know, why would these bad things happen? And I get it. We've all been there. We've all done that at one time. But I think it's important once you get through that stage to be able to really look, what can I do to move forward? What can I do to find the healing in this? And I find, you know, for myself also, that when you give back, when you find the light through in the darkness and you're able to give it to somebody else and bring something positive, as having your son's memory move on and to help others that are going through tough situations, through suffering, that is so powerful to be able to do that, and really helps the healing process, but also helps you to be able to feel like, okay, there's a purpose, and there's you're able to keep moving forward in their honor. How is that for you?
Healing. Every day I wake up, it's healing for me. Healing for me to embrace my grief, my darkness. You know, I post on social media, I you know, happy thoughts. But also behind that, you know, and a lot of us do, we wear this mask of like, oh yeah, we're so happy. And yes, we might be happy in certain moments, but we're also missing that happiness, you know, because our loved one is not on our right or left to share those moments with. But we can't allow it to consume us. And so for me, being that person to embrace another soul, and I have been so blessed all these years since Nikki has transitioned to befriend so many people, so many strangers, just sharing a story or sharing a hug or knowing just like, for instance, I was at an arts festival this past weekend and I met this beautiful soul. We totally connected and I gave her a hug. Like, I'm a huggy person, so I get it. And we don't even have to speak, but we're hugging. And there was so much relationship going on there of compassion and kindness. And that is something that I am so grateful for, because it helps me heal every day. And I'm also open to receive that. I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I'm celebrating his life through whatever life I have left until we meet again.
Yes. For the Zentuary, how do people contact you for it? Where are you in the stages of that?
So they can learn about the Zentuary on the website, www.skippersangelwings.com. And we're working on a location at the moment. I haven't made any public announcements, but we're there. We have a location. So we're waiting on the requirements to have people come to the location as a hospice home. And again, the hospice home, it's a home. It's a beautiful home, and it's filled with mind, body, spirits, but also, you know, you're coming there to live and to embrace and to love and just to be around those people that understand, and we're living the remaining of our lives together, welcoming families. And so to learn about it a little bit more is going to be listed on that website, but really we're in the phase one of bringing the hospice home to a new level of mind, body, spirit.
Well, I will definitely have to have you back on to keep us updated on that, because I know I have probably many, many listeners that would be very interested in being a part of that. And also your book. Can you tell us about your book?
A Journey of Unconditional Love is a beautiful love story of our life together and with Nikki, and, you know, sharing our journey of not just the 5-year battle of cancer and his diagnosis, but also just living life fully and purely and lovingly, and a lot of stories I share within the chapters, and, you know, how Nikki, you know, lived the last 5 years of his life is pretty profound. And so that book can be found on Amazon or Booktopia in the UK, A Journey of Unconditional Love. And so, yes, and I'm working on the second book right now. That'll be published within the next 3 months, and those can be found on my website, you know, or even my social media. I post a lot on my social media, on Instagram mostly. at Michelle Bell Official, and just learning through that, you know, way of social media, of what's going on, what it is that I'm doing. You know, I also work with individuals, private retreats. And so, again, just trying to work with people within their darkness and just trying to help them possibly get to that next level. And because it does take, it takes a long time, Alexa. It's been 15 years since Nikki had transitioned. And so I just tried to be that support for another person and let them know that they're not alone. I totally understand it. I totally get it. I've been there. I've been there in the grief. I've been there in the trauma. I've been there in the abuse. I've been there. I get it.
And we, you know, you had mentioned in the beginning about the seven stages, the alignment, the grief. What are those? Because I know we spoke a lot about that on the Alexa show, but I found them so incredible. Could you please introduce them and go over them for our listeners?
Sure. So I came up with the seven stages of grief alignment when I was writing my book to share with everyone, possibly using one of those stages in your daily life. And so EMBRACE is the acronym that I use for the seven stages of life alignment. EMBRACE, living with intent. E, express. And that is the first thing that I did weeks after Nikki passed away. I started journaling. That's how I started to write my book. I journaled every day online, and I journaled every day within a journal. Express, emotional journaling is so good just to get out the pen to the paper and start writing letters to your loved ones. And that would be, again, emotional journaling. M, meditate. I didn't realize that I was meditating until I knew what meditation was many years later, but I would sit in silence just before I woke up in the morning. I didn't jump out of bed. I would just lay there and close my eyes and breathe and kind of envision what I'm going to be doing for the day. And also, you know, just silence meditation. So E, express, M, meditate. And B, we have being present. And with being present, living in the moment. And that's hard to do when you're grieving and when you're going through any kind of trauma, is to live in the moment and not go back there. Go back to that trauma. Go back to that grief. To try to be present in whatever it is that you may be doing. I don't know, you could be watering the plants or surfing or just trying to be in the moment, and that goes along with eating as well. Instead of, you know, looking on your phone and you're eating, no, just eat your food and appreciate what it is that you're eating. Taste the food. And this I'm going to also share in one of my books, the details of being present. And then we go to rejuvenate. Rejuvenate is one of my favorite all-time stages because with Nikki, in between chemo treatments, we went on vacations. I took him away. We needed to rejuvenate to get back to that place of fighting and, you know, hoping that that chemo treatment's going to take away those tumors that were in his lungs. So we would often rejuvenate and not necessarily hop on a plane, but we would just spend time together too. We would go up to see his grandmother, just take road trips. Rejuvenate is really important. A, awaken, like I had discussed earlier, awakening your soul to whatever you are doing at the present moment. Awake, each one of these will awaken your heart and soul to embrace, to empower, and to own it at the end of the day of whatever it may be that someone is going through. See, connect. I love the fall. Fall is upon us, and I love to connect with nature and go out in nature and the foliage trips and just hug a tree or stand on the root of a tree and release all of those, you know, emotions at the root of a tree and just purge and cry. Let it go. And eat healthy. Eat healthy is another one of my favorites because your intake, you're eating healthy. And when you're eating healthy, you're cleansing within, and you do feel better. I mean, I started eating healthy many years ago, but I really started eating healthy just recently when I found out that I had Hashimoto's, which I cured myself of. Crazy. I was so nervous about the Hashimoto's. I went out and got that medical medium book, and I get blood work every 2 months, and I'm good. I'm good.
Wow. I think it's so incredible, all the different stages that you're talking about, which are so, so important. And I think, of course, that embrace that it's so important to take care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You really can't leave one out. You really have to be well-rounded in order to be healthy in all those areas.
You do. And it only comes with time in working on ourselves and, you know, time. Time heals. Being surrounded with people that are caring and compassionate, non-judgmental, non-opinionated, that just care for you and love you and that understand you is so beautiful. It's really, truly beautiful to be around that positive flame of energy.
Absolutely. I agree with you so 100%. I always say on my show, watch who you surround yourself with. It's so, so important who your team and your community is. You really have to have people around you that have the best intentions. No one has to be perfect because we're never perfect. So it's, you know, someone who has good intentions, someone who's working on themselves, someone who's passionate about life and just wanting to live a good life and to heal.
Yeah, I'm a healing advocate for today and helping people and inspire them and just to try to be the very best in life that you can be until we reach that moment and that moment of, you know, at the end approaching of whatever may come. Be at your best.
Yeah. Yes. And what did you
find
with some of the
heart? I'm sorry.
Some of the hardest
I'm just,
there. That's okay. Because I just, you know, I find it so inspirational what you're speaking about. And, you know, sometimes listeners or people who are going through something, as you said earlier, it's hard to, you know, it's a tough journey. What struggles did you find? How was it for you going through this journey? Because I think, you know, we wanted people to know it doesn't happen overnight, not to get discouraged. It's an ongoing, we're all works in progress.
The struggles that I had, it was so hard. It was so hard not having that, you know, my son, we were so close and we shared so many stories and really, truly unconditional love. Like I was so blessed when I gave birth to this boy, and I share it all in this book. I mean, I really let it all out. But the challenges that I had was, you know, I numbed my pain. For years, I numbed it. And I was so hurt. I was so hurt. I was not angry. I was hurt when I had a life with my son and friends of his and the people that were all around him, that were all there for him, just disappeared. I was so lost. I spent my first Mother's Day by myself. I was so hurt. And I numbed my pain with drinking. I just wanted to go to sleep and just find him someplace in my dreams. So, you know, it was for years, and I just kind of stayed in my little bubble. I stayed home and read a lot of books and struggled a lot. From the moment that I woke up to the moment I went to bed, I really didn't even want to, I didn't know what I was going to do without him for the rest of my life. The whole family was disconnected. My daughter, you know, my mother didn't, you know, that's another relationship story, but, you know, it was very disconnected. They looked at me like the matriarch of the family, like I kept it all together. And yes, I did keep it all together when Nikki was sick, but I broke after. I broke, and nobody saw that because I didn't probably allow them to see it. But I was hurt. I was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I do what I do today, Alexa. I reach out to people. I know that they're hurting. I know that they're in pain. I acknowledge it, but it would have been nice to have a friend acknowledge me that I was in pain and I was hurting. So that's why I'm here, and that is what my purpose is, and my son walks beside me every single day, finding those people that are willing to be open to receive and that come forth to me to help them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just so honored that you had come on the show. We're at the end of the show already, so I definitely have to have you back on to really keep moving forward. There's so much to talk about. But I just wanted to thank you and commend you so much for everything you do and for giving back and helping those that really need it too.
Thank you, Alexa. Thank you. Thank you so much. And to all of your listeners, you know, just, if you will, find it within your heart and soul to embrace, to empower that darkness within.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much again for coming on the show. And everyone, thank you so much for joining us this evening for the season premiere. What a way to start out. I was so excited to start the season out with Michelle Bell. And please, anyone, if you have any questions or show ideas or would like to be a guest, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everyone, have a good night and God bless.